y'all. We are really covering the state today. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Started this morning at 7 o'clock, broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center at the best home show ever built, the Saba Home and Patio Show, which is on this weekend, today 10 to 6, tomorrow 10 to 5. Come on down and join us. It's free parking. And we were talking with a futurist engineer physicist. Dr. Johnny Green, talking about how we are going to transform the way we consume energy as consumers and homeowners all across the globe with the Project AMI. You can take a look at that at our website, rosieonthehouse.com, under popular links. Get a look at the vehicle and the housing pod they have created completely out of 3D printing. That's actually going to revolutionize the way we consume energy. And we have a special guest in this hour, and as I say, we are now broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center. Romy was broadcasting from ASU campus for Tour de Trees, so we're covering the state. And I want to give y'all a notice right now. We have a solar engineer here in studio with us this morning in Tucson, and he's here to answer your questions about solar. If it's something you've been thinking about and just too darn confused to get off the fence and make a decision, you know, maybe talking with Mike Bartoletti, the solar engineer at Southwestern Solar, will be the right option for you, because Mike, you can't strong arm anybody into a sale from here.
We would never do that,
and
Rosie.
You never do it anyway.
No.
They can reach in and talk to you absolutely free, no obligation.
That's correct.
Completely anonymous.
Give us a call, and we'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
1-888-767-4348. But before we get started, I'd like to come over here to another guest we have, Joanna Hosick, who is owner and director of marketing for Green Valley Cooling and Heating as well, Southwestern Solar. Joanna, thanks for driving up and joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about y'all's incredible operation.
Well, Green Valley Cooling and Heating started down in Green Valley in 1968. It started from a one-man operation. And
in 1968, there were like two air conditioners in Green Valley?
I think three.
Two coolers.
And three evap coolers, right?
Yeah, so we've been serving the community, going strong. We're now just over 30 employees. We started our solar side, Southwestern Solar, in 2008. And actually, Mike Bartoletti has been with the company, Green Valley Cooling and Heating, since 1981. He's started as a service technician. He was our general manager for many years. And when we picked up solar in 2008, he came on board as our solar engineer. He has a degree in engineering and took it on as his baby.
Well, I've always been impressed with y'all's operation. When y'all originally applied for Rosie on the House certification, I thought, well, that'd be interesting. Somebody all the way down in Green Valley, and came down and met you and your dad, Ethan, and you walk in the shop in back, and everybody's got their locker and all their pressed uniforms, and you can eat off the warehouse floor. You have the instructional room where you bring everybody in. We've had, one or two Rosie mixers down there, and
yes,
had everybody down
there.
So, and y'all run an incredible operation.
Well, thank you.
So
thank you.
Hats off to you and your dad, Ethan, as well. Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about solar here. There is a lot of confusion about it. If you were a casual observer of what's in the news, you might think that the utility companies in Arizona want to shut solar down.
You might think that, but I don't think that's in their best interest. They're actually mandated to produce a certain amount of their energy from solar.
And the time's ticking on that. That has to be 15% by 2020,
I think. By 2020, that's correct. One of the TEP with their rate case now before the ACC is they want to get 30% by 2030.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it's a lofty goal. It's something that we should all be working towards. Their rate case before the ACC is going to change the way net metering is administered. It's not going to change the customers that already have solar that was put in before June 1st of 2015, but anyone that put in solar after that or applied for solar after that will be required to have the new rate and net metering if the ACC approves it.
Well, you know, it's my position, Mike, that if we could just get to a point, it was my understanding that it was the utility companies that really wrote the solar initiative. And then and it took off so well that it kind of caused them to rethink that maybe we've oversold something that's really, really good. Now, I'm talking not as a critic of the industry. I'm just talking as a casual homeowner observer. The number of solar units that were installed residentially 7, 8, 9 years ago when we had all the federal tax credits, the state tax credits, the manufacturer's rebates. I mean,
utility rebates.
Incentives. Utility rebates and incentives. I mean, we had roofers that were becoming instant solar experts. We had electricians that were certainly becoming solar experts. And I kept telling Arizona homeowners, buyer beware. I've been around long enough. I remember the solar debacle of the 90s where, you know, the federal incentive literally paid you to get it installed. And so everybody came out of the woodwork. And, of course, you know, same thing happened this wave. We had a wave of new companies born and birthed and incubated. And now we're back down to just a fraction of those. And I know there's a lot of homeowners out there that jumped at the opportunity and are now kind of in search for somebody to service their units.
Right. Well, Southwestern Solar certainly does that. We service all of the installations that we performed over the years. We do have maintenance, and we do take care of them. And we've actually taken on board a bunch of other solar systems that have been installed by other companies, and some of them by the fly-by-night companies.
Well, it's not an easy topic. I understand that. Like I say, I'm not here as a critic of the solar industry or of the utility companies or of the Arizona Corporation Commission. Every time I try and get political and make a statement like that, my wife slaps me up top of the head. We're not a political show.
Right.
We are a home improvement show. But it seems to me, again, as a consumer, as a homeowner, if everybody could just come to agreement of what it's going to be, but it's constantly changing, which is adding a layer and cloud of confusion over the entire industry, that I think keeps a lot of people from committing to it. Because if these are the rules today, what are the rules going to be tomorrow?
I know. And a lot of people are just laying back and waiting to see what happens. And like you say, it's going to be, you know, what happens today is probably not what's going to be tomorrow. So.
Yeah, because even the rate case you're talking about here that TEP is putting in front of the Arizona Corporation Commission almost has like a retroactive feature to it that goes back to when, January 2015?
No.
See how confused I am?
Let me see if I can help you out, Rosie. Any solar systems that were installed after June 1st, according to how I'm understanding it, June 1st, 2015, they will be required, if this rate case is passed by the Arizona Corporation Commission, to use what they're calling a new three-part rate plan. And what it is a basic service charge on your energy bill, and then you're going to get a lower usage-based rate, so that means how many kilowatt hours you are using per month. That rate's supposed to go down a little bit. And then you're going to be charged a demand charge based on your highest hourly energy use over the month.
And that's your zinger right there,
That's your zinger right there. Yeah. Now, this will be available to any residential or small commercial customer, but it will be required for any new solar system. And again, after June 1st of 2015, and then it will take effect January 1st of 2017 if it passes.
And this rate demand that they're instigating has caused a lot of people in certain utility company jurisdictions to really step back and just not even consider solar. But I think at Rosie on the House, as well as with y'all in concert with our solar guys up in Maricopa County, I think we've cracked the code primarily. The guy that educated me on the system more than anybody was a fellow by the name of Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. He's got an energy management computer the big fear with these new demand rates were that we couldn't keep a solar consumer under the high demand. And once you go above a 10, I mean, it gets punitive in your charges. And, I mean, you're clicking up hundreds of dollars of consumption charges per month. But I think kind of with Steve's guidance and Harmon Solar's guidance and y'all's guidance, we've kind of cracked the code as to regulating and controlling the demand. Now solar becomes competitive back in the SRP regions, back in the TEP regions. And Trico is the same way, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, if you can keep that demand, your highest demand down over the month, if you can keep that rate down, then I think that
it keeps solar very competitive.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you're confused about solar, we'd welcome your call. We try and do everything we can to clarify it for you. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Rick has reached in. Let's see if we can grab Rick real quick and see if we can enlighten him anyway. That's 1-888-767-4348 to talk to Mike Bartoletti, solar engineer at Southwestern Solar. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Hey, super fantabulous.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I have a couple of questions for Mike, if I could, please.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm more confused now since just listening to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the nature of it.
I had my units installed. Cost me roughly $21,000. I have a 1,600 square foot home. And let me see, it was put in, I signed a contract in January of 14. It was installed in January of 15. Am I entitled to any tax rebates off of that? And also, I only got a 10% reduction in my my usage from the year before. Shouldn't I be getting something higher than that?
A lot of questions here. Rick, we appreciate you reaching in. I don't want you to go anywhere, as we're going to go on a quick break, and we're going to come back and answer every one of your questions. Number's 1-888-767-4348. If you've got questions like Rick, I'm going to be curious in finding out where Rick is calling from, what utility jurisdiction he lives under. But a 1,600-square-foot home, if I heard him right, he signed the contract January of 2014. The unit got installed operating January of 2015, a one-year lapse. Wants to know if he's still eligible for any of the credits and has only seen a 10% reduction in his bill. I got a lot more questions for Rick.
Too.
All right, Mike Bartoletti and Rosie Romero here answering your questions on solar at Rosie on the House.